Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
And then we have Prairie Bridge Park, which will be in the middle of May. We're looking at a grand opening and ribbon cutting then.
On the air first when seconds count.
There's still a lot of people around the country who are at risk for having this illness. We know that using masks and hand sanitation, keeping our distance, really makes a big difference.
The news team you've come to depend on.
It is one of the few cancers that we have that is preventable, meaning that we can detect precancerous things or things that can become cancer before they become cancer and remove them.
Your official weather station.
Really, once the county put the red flag warning out, so to speak, we had a lot of people stay home. I don't know why, if you can't look out the window and see that you need to stay home.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to Carissa Niehoff, who's the executive director of the National High School of State Federation. She has been our guest for the last 15, 20 minutes or so. And part of that, we had Cliff Levingston coming up here at 9:45. This is an interview I've been really wanting to get to, is that we're having Gonzaga Athletic Director Mike Roth's going to join us here about 5 minutes or so. And we're going to talk about this, how that club has risen in over the past years. And considering about 1998, they were on the verge of maybe not being where they're at. So it's going to be an interesting conversation with Mike. I'm really looking forward to that. And that's coming up in about 5 minutes from now. But until then, we got some stuff we need to look at just general things here. The FCS semifinals are going on today. At noon on ESPN, you're going to have Delaware, who's 7-0, playing at South Dakota State, who's 7-1. Then at 2:30 on ABC, you're going to have James Madison, who's 7-0, and they're playing at Sam Houston State. It was 8-0, and Sam Houston State took out North Dakota last week. So that was the big one last week. So those two get together for a berth in the national championship game, which I believe is in 2 weeks, if I remember talking to Tom Burnett down at the Southland Conference. So let's take a look at some scores from yesterday while we got a few minutes here. NBA action last night. Philadelphia got past New Orleans 109-107. The Bulls pounded Boston 121-99. Charlotte defeated Orlando 122-112. Miami defeated Minnesota 121-112. Milwaukee outscored Houston 141-133. Dallas kept on their winning ways. They defeated Cleveland 110-90. Utah in a big game out west last night defeated Denver 127-120. Phoenix defeated the New York Knicks 128-105. Portland kept the Lakers in a swoon as they won at home against the Lakers 106-101. And San Antonio defeated Sacramento 113-104. So the Lakers are now currently, as we sit here today, the Lakers are going to have to be in the play-in tournament, which they have been squawking mightily about this week. Major League Baseball from yesterday. National League, Cubs defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 3-2. It was Washington over the, that's an interleague, and we'll get to that in a second. The Mets defeated Arizona in 10 innings by a score of 5-4. It was Miami over Milwaukee 6-1. Philadelphia pounded Atlanta 12-2. St. Louis shut out Colorado last night 5-0. It was the L.A. Angels defeated the L.A. Dodgers 9-2. That's an interleague game. And San Francisco defeated San Diego by a score of 5-4. A couple of interleague games. We just gave you the Battle of Los Angeles thing. The Washington Nationals defeated the New York Yankees by a score of 11-4. Cincinnati got a no-hitter from Wade Miley. That's his fourth no-hitter in the league this year as they defeated Cleveland by a score of 3-0 last night. American League action from yesterday. It was Boston over Baltimore by a score of 6-2. It was Minnesota downing Detroit 7-3. Seattle defeated Texas 5-4. White Sox shut out Kansas City 3-0. It was Houston over Toronto 10-4. St. Louis, we already said that, shut out Colorado by a score of 5-0. And Oakland defeated Tampa Bay last night by a score of 2-1. So that's a real quick look at the scores we have from last night. And we're going to take a quick break now as we have our next guest on the line. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. I've really been looking forward to this interview for quite a little while now. We got the Gonzaga Athletic Director, Mike Roth, on the phone. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
This is something I've kind of wanted to do. I've been trying to figure out a way to get a hold of either you or get a hold of Mark or somebody out that way, because I really wanted to touch base with you guys on some things. You guys have come a long way in about in a short period of time here, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a great run for us. We're excited with what we've been able to accomplish and continue to accomplish out here at Gonzaga, a little old Gonzaga. I guess 5 years ago, nobody could pronounce our name or knew where we were. And all that's great.
You know, and one of the things I really wanted to talk about is that you guys were having a major budget crisis in 1998, and you were maybe having to go down to Division III, but you managed to not have to do that. So what was the reasons? How were you able to not falter down to D3?
I guess my unbelievable power of persuasion. I was lucky enough at the time. I was just had finished my first year as AD, and we were in a financial crisis as an institution. Enrollment was way down, and so the university was looking for all kinds of ways to save money and to cut budgets. And we were able to withstand it. We were able to get through it ourselves, and then athletically, but also the institution. We survived, and then of course the spring of '99, we make this incredible run to the Elite Eight, and that pretty much changed our university.
Yeah, and you had Dan Monson coaching, who wound up going to Minnesota and then got fired there and went over to Long Beach State. But then you hired your current assistant, or current head coach, Mark Few, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, again, that was it was a funny story, but Mark made me look like I'm a genius.
Now, Mark's, how should we say Mark gets it done every year? Because he seems like such the most laid back guy in the world, but he gets the talent, and it's great how he does that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things, but the first and foremost is that Mark, myself, our whole staff that we're all surrounded with, we all believe, and we believe that there's nothing that we can't do at Gonzaga. And then we also really believe in a culture and in an atmosphere, a family atmosphere. When student athletes, prospective student athletes, and their parents come and visit, they feel that, they see that, and they want to be a part of it. And then, you watch in the case of men's basketball, in case of Mark's teams, you watch how they play, and who wouldn't want to play in that style of play where you get freedom and freedom of movement, and big guys bring the ball up the floor and no one gets yelled at for taking a shot, and yet more than anything else, teammates are passing up shots for other teammates.
And I think what else is amazing about this, about your recovery from near disaster going back to 98, is that you have no football to worry about, and that's usually a big money maker for a lot of places.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Yes, we're not in a Power Five conference, so we don't generate, we don't have the money that comes in through football and the TV deals with football, whether you're in the ACC or the SEC, the Big Ten, any of the Power Five conferences, they're as good as those places are in basketball, their major dollars come in through the football avenue, and we don't have that, so we have to find other ways to make it happen, and so that we're still competitive is one of the very best teams in college basketball right now, and have been for the last number of years.
Is there any thoughts about bringing football back, or is that just going to keep it on the back burner for a while?
Well, we're undefeated since 1941, so from that standpoint, why mess with that?
Right, yeah.
No, we get asked that question, every so often. And again, we dropped football, as did a lot of smaller private schools back during World War II. And like a lot of other schools, we didn't reinstate it. Now to do so would be, financially impossible, basically, in today's economic climate, let alone competitively. Where are you going to play that's really going to move the needle? From a standpoint of football, you're not going to get into a Power Five conference until you've proven yourself, and proving yourself could take 10, 15 years,
right,
if not more.
you know, not only is Mark's team really good, but your women's basketball team is also, they make the tournament every year, it seems like.
Yep, every year. Again, the last couple of years we've been, well, we would have won for COVID. We would have been a top four seed and hosting. We were ranked 10th, I think, at the end of the regular or the end of the league tournament in 2020-21. Here we were a 5 seed, again, winning our West Coast Conference championship as we do virtually every year, and then winning the conference tournament in dramatic fashion. This year, our ladies ended up with a, you know, we're being really careful with COVID and everything else. And then virtually the whole team and staff ended up between the semifinal game and the championship game with a stomach flu bug and, ravaged the team. We had a couple of players not even be able to come to the game. And 3 of our starters were out, and our best player, she found a way to play, throwing up the timeouts and stuff, and yet she hit a game winner with 0.7 on the clock to pull out a miraculous win with a partial team. So we've had some big shots this year.
Yeah, you have. Are there any other sports out there at where you're at is that are really doing well right now or getting close to being on the national level?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, we go back again. Prior to 99 and even, of course, the first 10 or more years after that, we weren't very good in a lot of things. But one of our focuses has been that, you know, if we can take our premier sport, in this case, a nationally premier sport. So really, you're only talking about men's basketball and football.
Uh-huh.
And if you can elevate your men's basketball program, in our case, to a national program as we have, it'll float all boats. And so not only is men's basketball good at Gonzaga, women's basketball, baseball right now is ranked 21st in the country. We're sitting in first place in the West Coast Conference. We have a number of ranked wins that we've had throughout the season. Our women's golf team won the West Coast Conference championship this year, which is a first for us because Pepperdine, you know, Malibu, all those things, they attract the best golfers, and we actually – beat them in a 2-hole playoff in the conference championship this year. We've been to the tournament in every sport since we started this run in basketball. We've been to the NCAA tournament every sport other than volleyball. Right now we're knocking on the door in volleyball, and that's because of basketball. Each one of our head coaches would tell you that. They would tell you that the reason they've gotten better is because there's more resources available, and you don't have to go into the home of a soccer player, a volleyball player, or a baseball player and explain who Gonzaga is.
Yeah, you're no longer the Cinderella or the little kid on the block. You're now the big kid on the block.
Yep, and it's great. We, you know, it puts a lot more pressure on us. It's a lot harder work than being mediocre, but we wouldn't want it any other way. I've been at Gonzaga a long, long time, and I was at Gonzaga when we were mediocre at best. And I don't want to ever let that happen again. I never want to go back to that, but that means we have to keep working it. We have to get better. We have to find ways to get better. You know, this year we ended up one game short, you know, and so we still have something to strive for. And even then, when we do win a national championship, which is coming in men's basketball, when we win, you know, we'll celebrate the heck out of it. But then we're going to go back to work to win another one.
Right. And Mark's team looks pretty good next year, even though they lost. You know, you lost Kispert, and you lost Ayayi, and you lost, I can't think of,
Suggs.
Yeah, Suggs. I couldn't even think of that. I don't know why. You bring in Chet Holmgren, who is the number one recruit in the country. Plus, you bring in a guard out of Nebraska, Hunter Salas, who's pretty darn good as well.
Number 5 in the country, I think. Yeah. We're you know, and then you got Timmy coming back, who is second team All-American and just an unbelievable talent. We got a couple of young guys, freshmen, that'll be freshmen again. You know, that's the crazy thing is everybody's got, another year. We're going to lose 2 first round draft picks and, you know, the best Swiss Army knife in college basketball last year and Joel. And yet, we'll probably start the year, preseason ranked number 1 in the country because we've got a lot of, as I think somebody said during the year, Gonzaga's got some dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got some dudes again, and you know, it's going to be those young guys coming in, plus a couple other freshmen, plus then the you know, Julian Sather and Dominic Harris that were freshmen last year with Jalen, just didn't get a lot of time. They would have started for just about everybody else in the country.
That's right.
You know, last year besides us and Baylor, probably. So we're already excited about next year.
One thing, and you know, we've talked a little bit about this, and I know it's been one of the topics that's been hot on social media. Should you guys change conferences? I would say probably not, but I'm going to throw that out at you. Should you change conferences to maybe make you a little bit better or not?
Well, you know, I mean, again, it's, you know, I'm not sure we can, you know, this year's an example of when you run the table right up until that championship game. I think we were pretty darn good this year. I don't think our conference hurt us in any way, shape, or form. I mean, we have kept our eyes and ears open. We will always listen if somebody knocks on a door and says, hey, are you interested? And that's what happened in 2017. The Mountain West knocked on our door, and we listened. And what we were able to do in that regard, it ended up not being the right move for us, but it actually then forced our West Coast Conference brethren to realize that we could leave, and then we were able to get some changes made within our conference that I believe has really elevated our conference. Again, you know, in 2020, we had three teams going to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And last year, of course, you know, BYU, you know, joined us in the tournament. We're a 2-3 bid league every year because we've done some things and kind of forced some hands to elevate things. Now, you know, I don't know with the changes coming, which there are, you know, with NIL and this transfer portal thing, there's going to be some really monumental changes, of course, to how college athletics works. And, you know, we'll never say never in regards to that, you know, something might happen. There may be super conferences built around football on one side and then basketball on the other. And
mm-hmm.
Anytime there's a discussion of that, those types of things, Gonzaga, we're a part of it.
Yep.
And hopefully always will be. Our geographic location, you know, does limit us from a standpoint of just standard conference operations. But, you know, we're open to creativity, that's for sure. And you know, the fact that Mark and I have both been around for such a long time allows us to, you know, we know a lot of peers around the country. We have great relationships with a lot of peers around the country. And when that opportunity arises, if it ever does, we'll definitely take a look. But, you know, we're a great fit institutionally, academically, you know, in all of our sports. It's just, you know, again, in men's basketball, we're a national powerhouse,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but is that any different than you know, some other schools and some other places? Well, I guess it is. I guess it is here in 2021, and has been for a while. But you know, we embrace it until another opportunity presents itself. We're going to take advantage of it.
You know, outside of the Mountain West, really, about the only one that's a conference right now would be the Pac-12.
Right, and you know, and the Pac-12 is a football conference,
mm-hmm.
and we're, you know, like we said earlier, you know, we could bring football back and still they wouldn't want us, our football, in their conference. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
they want, you know, the Pac-12 wants to get back to having, you know, better stature with football. Now, they proved some things during the NCAA tournament this year. They were
right.
Getting badmouthed by everybody, and then, you know, their teams came in and showed that they're pretty good, and the West is pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, and, you know, we had to get through two of them, USC and UCLA, to, you know, get to that championship game. But, you know, the West is good in basketball, and Arizona now with Tommy down there
right.
leading they'll be right back. I mean, Tommy will get them back being the second best, you know, basketball program in the West behind us.
Mm-hmm. Mike, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just, you know, I appreciate being on. I appreciate getting, you know, reach out to, you know, other parts of the country, of course. You know, our Gonzaga story is one that we take tremendous pride in because we just don't win basketball games. Our guys and gals, all of our student athletes graduate. Corey Kispert is not just a first team All-American this year. He's the first team academic All-American. And that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
In fact, the last 20 years, there's only been six guys to do it. Four of them have worn the Gonzaga uniform. So that's a little mind-boggling. And we take tremendous pride that we have shown that you don't have to sacrifice academics, or you don't have to sacrifice great kids to win games. You can win games with kids that go to class, get their degrees, and that are great kids in the community.
Mike, I really appreciate the time. It's been a lot of fun for me talking to you guys out there, because as I said, your guys got a program I really respect, and it's kind of fun to, you know, get down to the roots of it a little bit. So, you guys take good care, and we will catch you later on, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
That's been Gonzaga Athletic Director Mike Roth, who's been our guest for there. Hey, this has been a lot of fun today. We've had Cliff Lovingston on, who's the head coach of the Kokomo Bobcats. We've had Carissa Niehoff, who's the executive director of the State High School Association, Federation of High Schools. And then we had just had Mike Roth from Gonzaga. So it's been a lot of fun today. So that's going to wrap it up for our show this week. Thanks to our guests, to our sponsor, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. So join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.